think it's perfectly possible. I mean, we have to look at the scale of the challenge ahead of us. I mean, we've been going now for almost 40 years at the Centre for Alternative Technology, and we've had a bit of a strategic rethink about what it is that needs to happen. We sort of been surveying the territory that we're going to traverse in the next two decades with our Zero Carbon Britain energy report, and by doing that, we've flagged up that there's an enormous amount of skills required. Yet the direction of travel seems to be in the wrong direction, as less and less people, young people, are taking up science, technology, engineering, mathematics, what they call the STEM subjects. So we need to get people inspired and excited about building the sustainable future that we need. And in order to do that, we have to train people, and we have to have a green skills deal. That is a good deal. It will attract people to want to skill up. But we also have to inspire people about the positive benefits of science, technology, engineering. In that, whenever you survey young people's opinions, you find that very often environment or saving the world, saving the planet, is in the top five always. Yet if a science career seems to be at odds with that, then you've got a values clash. So people will perhaps go away into media or campaigning. Whereas what we want to do is to show technology and science paths that actually deal with the big 21st century challenges. And so we'll draw young people into science, technology. Now, once people are excited, we have to also be able to train them. Mm-hmm. We have to know how many fitters, installers, architects, and how we can upgrade plumbers to become solar water heating, qualified fitters or electricians to install PV. Then we really have to roll out very big scale in the UK, in a way that perhaps we're learning now the lessons that Germany is setting for us in. Less focus on a retail economy that imports Chinese products that we sell on the high street, and more focus on manufacturing and skills. Because frankly, we have a renewable energy resource in the UK much better than that they have in Germany, but Germany is leading the way. So we need to catch up with you and learn those lessons quickly and get people trained. And we need to do that on a regional basis. We need to do it on a county-wide basis.